At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a 7:30 p.m. primetime showdown in the NBA between the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics, a possible NBA championship preview. Currently, the Celtics are listed as a 4.5-point home favorite with a total of 218.5. Now, before we get to the breakdown of this game, if you're looking to bet a futures play here, Boston is the favorite to win the NBA title at plus 400. They actually entered the season around plus 550 as the favorite, and their number has only fallen. Meanwhile, Dallas, plus 2,000, their ninth best odds here to cut down the Nets in the NBA. Jason Tatum, by the way, the third best MVP odds at plus 350. Luka Doncic, the second favorite here to an MVP at plus 280. Now, the breakdown for this game, we have seen some respected money hit the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas comes into this game with a 9-7 record, but they've lost two of their last three games. The Mavericks just lost to the Nuggets 98-97. They lost that game outright as a 10.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics just had their 9-game winning streak snapped. The Celtics are 13-4. They just lost to the Bulls 121-107, losing outright as a 5.5-point road favorite. Now, I mentioned this line going to Dallas. That's exactly what's happened here. The Celtics opened at around a -6 home favorite in this game, and we've seen the Celtics now fall to -4.5. So what's notable here is that the public is still riding Boston. You're getting about 55% of bets, not an overwhelming majority, but a slight majority of bets using our VSiN.com splits directly from DraftKings, 55% on Boston, yet the Celtics have fallen, again, -6 down to -4.5. Some books are even hinting, based on the juice price, a lot of +4.5s, -115 for Dallas out there, telling us that it may fall even further. So if you do like Dallas, probably want to jump on that 4.5 before it falls down to 4. Now, this would also be a good bet percentage play. The Mavericks are only getting 46% of bets, but 61% of the money, telling us these bigger, sharper wagers here are leaning on Dallas. Also, it's kind of a buy low, sell high, bad ATS play versus a sell high, good ATS play. The Dallas Mavericks, despite having a 9-7 record, they're only 4-11-1 against the spread. So that tells you that, hey, they haven't covered a lot of numbers. If people have bet on the Mavericks, they've lost. If they bet against them, they've won. So the public kind of factors that in. So maybe there's a hesitation to bet Dallas here because they don't cover a lot. Meanwhile, the Celtics, 9-8 against the spread. Not spectacular, but again, they've covered more than they have failed to cover. So typically, you know, regular bettors say, hey, I want to bet the team that covers a lot. I want to bet against the team that doesn't. But as a contrarian, data-driven bettor, you actually want to flip it and say, hey, I want to buy low on the teams that don't cover as high as their opponents because that's a good buy low value play opportunity. So kind of a good bad ATS versus good ATS play here for Dallas. Also, the Mavericks do have a rest advantage. They last played on the 20th, which was Sunday. The Celtics played on Monday, which was the 21st. Boston is, or actually the Dallas Mavericks here, on this ESPN game at 7:30, a heavily bet primetime game. They also have contrarian value, just without even the line move in their favor. The fact that they're a dog, with the line move, that's important because it's telling you sharp money. But even if you don't factor that in, you're in a heavily bet game, primetime ESPN, only getting 45-46% of bets. So a little bit of money here hitting Dallas. Also, maybe slightly into the under. This total opened at 218.5. It really hasn't moved off of 218.5. But if you look at the juice, there are a couple books out there, 218.5 under, minus 115. So it looks like it could be dropping down to 218. Boston is 4-1 to the under their last five. Also, look at pace of play. How many possessions do you have? How quickly do you go up and down the court? Dallas is the dead last, slowest team in the NBA. In terms of pace, the Celtics are 20th. The Celtics aren't even that fast either. So two bottom-of-the-barrel teams in terms of pace. And really, the Dallas Mavericks, kind of like Virginia Cavs in college basketball, the slowest team in the NBA with Doncic really walking it up, chewing up the clock. So that bodes well for an under. So definitely some respective money moving this line to Dallas, +6 to +4.5. It looks like a little bit of a lean here. If you start to see those lines 218.5 juiced up, if you start to see them fall to 218, that'll be further evidence of respected money hitting this under between the Mavericks and the Celtics.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward the second game of this doubleheader on ESPN in the NBA. Now we're going to go to the Western Conference, the Clippers and the Warriors. Looking at this matchup here, you currently have the Warriors listed as a 9-point home favorite with a total of 223. Now, right off the bat, you look at the Clippers. They're 11-7. They've won three straight games. They've also just beat Utah 121-114, covering as a 2.5-point home favorite. Golden State, they've struggled this year. They're 8-10, losing record. They just lost to the Pelicans, 128-83. They got blown out in that one, didn't even come close to covering as an 11-point road dog. The Warriors in that game, though, rested everybody. There was no Steph Curry, no Draymond Green, no Klay Thompson. Now, what's notable in this one, a couple things. Number one, line move to Golden State. The Warriors actually opened in this game, listed as low as a 6-point home favorite. They're up all the way now to -9. So right off the bat, you got to ask yourself, why is this line so high? If the Warriors have a worse record, 8-10 versus the Clippers, 11-7, should this line be much closer? You know, again, not that the wrong team is favored. The Warriors are at home with some home court advantage, but that just seems really high, doesn't it? The Warriors getting 9 points. Well, if it looks too good to be true, typically it is. This is an injury-based play. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are both out for this game. So your two best players are out for the Clippers, which kind of makes sense here with this line being so high. But also, it opened high and moved further to the Warriors. So is this a Warriors double-digit win and cover? That's kind of where the respective money is leaning. Only 60% of bets on the Warriors, a slight public play, but they're taking into account 86% of the money. So that's a pretty good +26% smart money discrepancy here. By the way, the Warriors are +650 to win the NBA title. Those are the third best odds in the NBA. The Clippers are +700. That's fourth best in the NBA. So maybe this is a Western Conference Finals matchup here. Steph Curry, by the way, +900 to win the MVP. So aside from kind of a fishy line move, a fishy high number, we're again leaning toward the Warriors in this spot. You also seen some under money show up. This total opened at 223, but there are some books hinting down to 222.5. That's notable because the under is only getting 22% of bets, but 67% of the money. And the Clippers are actually the number one under team in the NBA this year. Clippers unders are 14-4. You also get conference unders. Two teams in the same conference play each other. The under is 96-77, 55% so far this year. And you also, again, have a team that's really done well to the under. And also kind of a big spread under play here. So if it's true to fact, based on kind of the way the odds makers are projecting this game, maybe a blowout for the Warriors, we shall see. A high spread of 9 is a good sign for an under because if the Warriors get up big in the fourth quarter, take your foot off the gas and kind of just, you know, leak out the clock to get out of there. Again, you have really low spreads are better for overs, like a -2, -3, a pick'em game because it could be back and forth. You get overtime. If you have a big spread close to double digits or more, that's better for an under correlative betting game theory wise because, again, you get up big, take your foot off the gas. So it seems really fishy. How do you not take the points here with the Clippers? Who knows? They might cover. They may even win outright. But it looks like some respective money is going Warriors here, fully healthy against the Clippers with two of their best players out. Warriors -6 opener, as low as -6, all the way up now to -9 at home against the Clippers tonight. football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's sweats.
Now, we started off today's Morning Bets pod talking NBA, the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics, the Clippers and the Golden State Warriors. Let's go over to a little bit of NHL for tonight. We have a packed slate here on Thanksgiving Eve with 15 games here across the NHL. And I noticed two games that caught my eye for Josh's sweat. So the first one, I'm going to go New York Islanders. Give me the Isles tonight. This was a very low money line play here toward the Islanders. They open as low as a minus 105, minus 110 home favorite. We've seen the Islanders now creep up to minus 115. Some shops even creeping up higher, maybe closer to minus 120. Straight off the bat, we have a line move toward the Islanders. The Islanders on the year, having a pretty decent year. Going into this game, they're 12-8. Edmonton is 10-9. But aside from this line move, you're matching a lot of systems here for the New York Islanders. So hockey to me is a system-driven sport. You can throw away contrarian. There's really no contrarian value. It's not heavily bet enough. So line moves and systems are important here. If you look at home favorites with a line move in their favor, again, your home team, it's really not the crowd that's the benefit to being a home team. It's getting the last ice change. Your favorite, you're expected to win. You have the line move telling you that there's some respected money getting down in your favor. Home favorites with a line move this year, 75-34, 69%. Favorites off a win this year, 62%. A home fave off a win versus an opponent off a loss, 63%. So all matching here with the Islanders. The Islanders have been pretty good in this spot. At home, they're 6-3. As a favorite, they're also 6-3. Both teams are averaging around 3.4 goals per game, so pretty much even offense. We do have an edge here defensively to the Islanders. They're only giving up 2.75 goals a game versus 3.63 goals a game for Edmonton. Also, big advantage here, penalty kill. This becomes a special teams play. The Edmonton Oilers do have the better power play percentage, but the Islanders have a much better penalty kill. 83% kill rate versus just 73% for the Edmonton Oilers. So Oilers are in the midst of a road trip here, kind of a tough spot in the middle of a road trip. The Islanders at home, rested, ready to go. I'm backing the Islanders here with a little bit of line movement, some system matches, some good special teams. Give me the Islanders, minus 115 at home. For my second Josh's sweat of the night, I told you I had a two-pack here in the NHL. Let's go to the Kraken. Release the Kraken. Give me the Seattle Kraken tonight. 10 o'clock game at home against the San Jose Sharks. In this game, right off the bat, line move to the Kraken. Kraken open as low as a minus 160 home favorite. They've now been bet up to around minus 165, minus 170. So again, line move in favor of Seattle. Seattle comes into this matchup having a pretty good second year here as an expansion team. 10-5-1. San Jose is 7-11-3. Seattle, with this line move in their favor, would match the system that we just talked that matched on the Islanders. A home favor with a line move in their favor, 75-34, 69%. You also have a rested favorite off a win, 25-14, 64%. A sweet spot big favorite. If you look at these favorites, between minus 175 and minus 225, some shops are up to minus 175, by the way. And again, shop around in hockey money lines. You have different numbers. Like I'm seeing one book Seattle minus 175. I'm seeing a minus 165. Shop around. There are different prices when you're betting all sports, but especially a money line like the NHL. But a sweet spot big favorite between minus 175 and minus 225. Those teams are 61-23, 73% this year. There's a big advantage in terms of rest as well. Seattle hasn't played since the 19th. So Seattle's really, really rested. They haven't played since Saturday. You look at the San Jose Sharks, they played on the 21st, so back on Monday. So Sharks have a quick turnaround here. Sharks are playing their third game in 5 days. Seattle is super rested, having not played here since Saturday. Also, really, Seattle playing good hockey right now. They're 7-2 their last nine. Offensively, Seattle's averaging 3.22 goals a game versus just 2.95 for San Jose. San Jose has been one of your lowest scoring teams this year in the NHL, and also much better defensively for the Kraken, 2.72 goals a game allowed versus 3.43. And San Jose, just 7-10 as a dog this year. So I'll be backing the Kraken. Release the Kraken. Let's go Seattle Kraken. I got him at minus 170. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. Reminder, if you're looking for more great sports betting content and information, just sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Wake up every day to our great sports betting content. It's called the VSiN Daily. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email. You'll wake up to great sports betting content, including featured articles, letting you know what's going on at VSiN in particular. We have Betsgiving kicking off tomorrow for Thanksgiving. So get ready for a big friendly competition between all your favorite VSiN shows. You can also find us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And also, I'll be seeing you guys today this afternoon. I'm co-hosting the Lombardi Line alongside my friend Ben Wilson from 12 p.m. Eastern Time, noon to 2 p.m. So we'll be going over all the games, all the Thanksgiving Day lines, updating you on these NHL, NBA, and college basketball numbers. So stick around and catch us from 12 to 2. Ben Wilson and myself co-hosting Lombardi Line today. Enjoy the sweats. Hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving Eve. This is typically the night where you go back to your hometown and you meet up with all your buddies you haven't seen forever at the local bar. So if you do that, have a great time and don't drive. If you've been drinking, make sure you call an Uber. But enjoy your Thanksgiving Eve. Enjoy the sweats for today. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Good luck and enjoy the sweats.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.